You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. I'm in studio with Kate Lochte, and on the phone from the Downtown Paris Association, we have Kathy Ray. Kathy, thanks for being on Sounds Good.
Good morning. And if you want something that sounds good, Saturday we're going to have so many cool treats and ice cream and fun things to do in Downtown Paris. It'll be great. That all sounded good, too, didn't it?
Indeed. You guys are always over the top, especially with some clowns named Oogie and Oogles Piddle Pop.
Well, they make balloons and make them for the kids, and I don't know where they got the names, but I'm sure there's a story that I will learn at a later date. But we're excited to have the clowns, and we have the jump houses, the inflatables. We have two of those. We have a rock wall, and we have some great sponsors who are helping us put all of this together so the Downtown Paris Association can have an awesome fundraiser on Saturday. Our event is from 3 to 6 on Saturday afternoon on the Downtown Court Square. So just want to make everybody aware of what's going on in Paris because we're pretty busy. You know, the Downtown Paris Association hosts 110 days out of 365 we have an event.
And this one is going to even preview that event that's only 4 months away.
Yes, only 4 months, and it's really going to be cool.
The Christmas parade.
Real cool treat.
But and, listen, before we get going on this, really, this is to raise money for the Caring Hearts Fund and the activities of the Downtown Paris Association that bring visitors to Downtown Paris.
Absolutely. This is the only fundraiser that the Downtown Paris Association has each year. All of the other events are free to everyone. This event will be for adults. The wristband is $10, and for children under 12 is $5, which is a great donation for two great causes. And we partner with a nonprofit each year as a benefit of what Downtown Paris wants to be to our community.
Well, tell me about brain freeze and frozen T-shirts.
Well, we have three contests between 3 and 6. At 3:30, we have the kids' ice cream eating contest, and that is a lot of fun to see all the little ones get there and try to eat as fast as they can, and definitely brain freeze reactions are fun. At 4:15, we have the adult ice cream eating contest, which really gets better. But at 5 o'clock, we have the frozen T-shirt contest. If you have never seen one, it is hysterical. The T-shirts are presented frozen in a ball. It's like a huge ball of ice. People roll around on the ground. They do everything to unthaw the shirt because the object is to put the shirt on. Now, what the shirt looks like by the time they get it on is just about as hysterical. But it is a lot of fun. And each contest, the entry fee is $5. Again, this is a fundraiser. And so we're not charging a lot for everything. But the contests are fun. There are prizes awarded. And it's just a lot of fun.
So what kind of antique cars are going to be there as well?
Well, last year we had 75 cars, which was just a wonderful, wonderful turnout, all the way from T models to classic, you know, 60s and 70s models. But a lot of cars during the era of the 40s, the 50s, the some 60s. But we have several groups that bring T models and really, really old vehicles. So they have a lot of fun. The entry fee on a car is $10, but we give each owner for that $10 a wristband. So we're just excited to have them become a part of it. The people get to vote on their favorite car, and that's always fun. So you get to vote for a quarter. And at the end of the voting, which is at about 5 minutes till 6, we tally all the votes, and there is a beautiful People's Choice trophy that is awarded to the person with the most votes from the people that afternoon. So there's some also trophies for our booth partners. You know, we can't do this without other groups getting together and being a part of our event. And right now we have 19 booths.
Wow.
Sure to provide lots and lots of ice cream and cold treats. And root beer floats and orange crush floats, and there's just all kinds of things. And you just wear your wristband and you go from booth to booth tasting and eating. And speaking of eating, one of the booths has deep fried Oreos. Have you ever had one?
I haven't.
A deep fried Oreo is just, the batter on the Oreo is like a pancake batter. So it's very sweet, very yummy, and it tastes just like actually a chocolate chip cookie right out of the oven.
Oh, Tracy and I are having a little bit of a, a yearning moment here.
You're having a sugar attack in conversation. but there will be lots and lots of things to offer. As I said, we have 19 booths set up, which represent either companies in Paris that are participating or nonprofits. But it's their opportunity to show their support for a great downtown group that tries to bring a lot of events to our Paris. So,
no kidding. Hey, what about the homemade ice cream? Are you encouraging people to do that?
We encourage homemade ice cream, and we have a lot of homemade ice cream in this event. We don't require it because, for example, we have one booth that is all about toppings. You know, everybody picks something that's going to be great with ice cream. So it's just a nice cool treat or ices or, we don't just say it has to be homemade ice cream, but we do encourage homemade ice cream. And right now I know of strawberry and I know of peach homemade ice cream that will be served.
Mm-mm-mm. So explain where the starting point is for this. Where do you get your bracelets in Paris?
Well, you get your bracelets from any of our participating booths, but on that day you will come to the Downtown Paris Association tent and we will be selling them. And you have to have a wristband to participate in anything. So if your child wants to climb the rock wall, they have to be wearing a bracelet. So all of the events require the bracelet, but all you do is purchase it from the Downtown Paris Association tent and have a big time. And outside of that, the only other expense would be if you want to get in a contest.
Like the frozen T-shirt contest.
The frozen T-shirt.
I really think, Tracy, you ought to do that.
That would be a disaster.
Well, you know, time to time we put these things on YouTube, and a lot of people go out and look at them. But quickly, I just want to share with you a story about our ice cream eating contest for the kids, because I actually had the Nickelodeon channel call us when they saw that and ask for information if they could get in touch with that family. And, of course, I had the family call them. But they were wanting to put that child and talk about them on a program on Nickelodeon because he won an ice cream eating contest. So,
in Paris, Tennessee.
Yes, in Paris, Tennessee. So you just never know what people are going to find out there. But you may find the frozen T-shirt contest out there. But you need to come witness it if you don't want to participate. But it's a lot of fun. It really is a lot of fun.
Let's summarize. It's the all-you-can-eat downtown Paris ice cream social and antique car show, Henry County Courthouse Square, this Saturday from 3 to 6 p.m.
Hope to see everyone there. Come out and have a big time.
Kathy Ray is Vice President of First Bank in Paris and also a chairperson of the Downtown Paris Association. Thank you, Kathy.
You're just welcome. Thank you so much for having us, and look forward to seeing you all there Saturday.
Oogie and Oogles Piddle Pop. I just have to say the names one more time. The clowns.
You got it. Thanks so much.
See ya.
All right. Bye-bye.
You're listening to WKMS 91.3 Murray, 105.1 Madisonville, and you can find us online at WKMS.org.